and colleges across Virginia, and Tech provides information to help on-campus residents moving out. These stories, plus traffic, sports, and weather, in the final 5 o'clock news break for the spring semester on WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Emily Mounts. The town of Blacksburg released a statement on Wednesday warning local residents of a telephone and texting scam. The Blacksburg Police Department has received numerous complaints about calls from the National Bank of Blacksburg. The calls ask people for information regarding debit cards and even leave voicemails regarding debit card cancellation. While there is a branch of the National Bank in Blacksburg, these calls have been identified as a scam. If you have responded to these calls and provided any personal or financial information, have your debit card canceled immediately. The Blacksburg Police Department also urges you to call them or your local law enforcement for further assistance. The Radford University Board of Visitors approved a tuition and fee increase this morning. 8 members of the board voted in favor of the increase, while the remaining 6 voted against. 1 board member was absent. This means that for in-state undergraduate students at Radford University, tuition and fees will increase by 3.2%. A rise in tuition and fees for out-of-state and graduate students is also planned, but not by a set amount. The on-campus room and board fees will also increase. Governor Bob McDonnell asked public colleges and universities to limit the increase to 2.7%. So far, none have adhered to his request. Earlier this month, the University of Virginia, the College of William and Mary, and the University of Mary Washington all approved a raise in tuition as well. UVA increased tuition by 3.7%, William and Mary by 3.3%, and Mary Washington by a full 5%. Virginia Tech remains undecided concerning tuition rates. However, President Charles Steger proposed a 4.9% increase for in-state undergraduates. In preparation for on-campus residents moving out for the summer, Virginia Tech has provided move-out parking information. The Division of Student Affairs, partnered with Transportation and Campus Services, has released traffic information for May 9th through May 11th. During these days, Washington Street, Kent Street, South Drillfield Drive, and Old Turner Street will experience heavy traffic. Students must check out of their rooms within 24 hours of their last exam. Final checkout for all students is noon on Thursday, May 10th, except for those who plan to participate in commencement activities. We have lots of traffic news for today, so please listen carefully and remember to use caution in these areas. Starting tomorrow at noon in downtown Blacksburg, expect delays on Main Street between Turner and Ahart Streets. The Blacksburg Police Department is hosting a law enforcement memorial parade. The public is invited to attend to honor those officers who have sacrificed themselves in the line of duty. On Monday, May 7th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., crews will dig a utility trench across Clay Street. As a result, no through traffic is allowed on Clay Street between Church and Main Streets during that time. Also on Monday, the sidewalk at 710 Toms Creek Road will be closed beginning at 9 a.m. A driveway entrance is being laid for the new Hillel Center for Jewish Campus Life. Vehicular traffic on Toms Creek will not be disrupted. Finally, the Virginia Tech commencement ceremony will cause quite a few bus changes on May 11th. Most bus routes will be on a reduced schedule, excluding the Progress Street and Patrick Henry buses. Please access the BT website for how this may affect your route at www.btransit.org. Additional buses will also be available to help families and students travel from the main parking areas to Lane Stadium. That's all for news, so here's Jack Eikenberry covering all your Hokie sports.
Thank you, Emily. The College Baseball Hall of Fame named Virginia Tech shortstop Johnny Morales to the 2012 Brooks Wallace Award watch list. The list is comprised of 50 college shortstops to watch across the nation, and the winner will be announced on June 30th at the College Baseball Hall of Fame's Night of Champions. Morales has played 103 straight games for Tech since transferring from junior college in California. This season, he's earned a fielding percentage of .963, up 36 points from last year. He's also made 78 putouts and committed only 9 errors. To follow the watch list, go to www.collegebaseballhall.org. Virginia Tech's track and field team is in action this weekend. The Hokies travel to Clemson on Saturday for the Bob Pollock Invitational and to Durham, North Carolina for the Duke Twilight on Sunday. Three pole vaulters and two throwers are slated to compete at Clemson, while thrower Luka Mustafic will be the only Hokie participating at Duke. The Hokies have four more meets in the regular season before national preliminaries begin on May 24th. Emily Lawton of the Virginia Tech tennis team and Garrett Henn of the men's swim and dive team won this year's Skelton Award for Academic Excellence in Athletics. The two received the award at the Athletic Director's Honors Breakfast and were also recognized Monday at the All Sports Banquet. The Skelton Award is an annual award given to a junior, senior, or fifth-year varsity student athlete who has at least a 3.4 grade point average. Lawton is a native of Marietta, Georgia, and went 9-6 this season for the women's tennis team. Garrett Henn swims the freestyle and butterfly for Tech and had several top 10 finishes this season. That wraps up sports for this weekend. I'm Jack Eikenberry. Now over to Sam Weber with your WUVT weather forecast.
Thanks, Jack. We'll get a break from yesterday's record-breaking heat beginning tonight. Yesterday's high temperature of 87 broke the record of 86 for May 3rd, set back in 1954. An incoming weak cold front and associated upper air disturbance may cause isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight as lows bottom out around 58 degrees. Saturday will start partly cloudy, but showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop by afternoon. Up to a quarter inch of rain is possible, with temperatures maxing at 77 degrees. Showers will linger into the night, bringing up another quarter inch of rain and a low of 57 degrees. Sunday offers a little relief from the wet weekend with partly sunny skies and a high of 76, but there's still a slight chance for an isolated thunderstorm. That slight chance continues overnight and lows drop around 57 degrees. The threat for thunderstorms continues Monday and Tuesday as temperatures hover in the mid to low 70s. That's all from the WUVT Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Sam Weber. Back to you, Emily.
Thanks, Sam. Right now, we have a few clouds in the sky over the New River Valley. It's 81 in Roanoke, 81 near Dublin and Pulaski, 77 in Marion, 77 near Bluefield, and it's 82 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For the WUVT News Team, good luck on exams and have a wonderful summer. To the group, thanks for listening. I'm Emily Mounts.
That was the news. Thanks, news guys. I guess I had to say that this is WUVT FM Blacksburg, just to make sure and to say that you were listening to some music, like Grimes and Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum and John, apparently John is this like Japanese lady that like paints pictures and sings about her dog. That the song that we listened to is called A Doggy Goes Boating, you know. Anyways, we also listened to Grouper and Health and Nurse with Wound. But next up, we're going to listen to Cyndi Lauper. So, yeah. Request 2-540-221-9888, 540-231-WUVT. We have about an hour left. This is Kids on Holiday.
Confusion is nothing new. Flashback, one.
Venture Out is your on-campus connection to the outdoors. You can check out the spring trip schedule online and keep your eyes open for summer and fall programs that include caving, climbing, rafting, horseback riding, and more. Venture Out also offers rentals for tents, sleeping bags, backpacks, coolers, canoes, and more. You just listened to Heavenly Beat, their single Faithless, and Cyndi Lauper before that. That was a cool pair, I think. It was kind of cute. Next up, Kate Bush. I have about 45 minutes left in this show. You should call in if you want to hear any songs. 540-231-9888. 540-231-WUBT. Call me.
I was high.
Partly cloudy and 81 degrees tonight. There's a low around 60 with a light northwest wind, and maybe isolated showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Saturday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 79, calm wind. And Saturday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. and a low around 58. Yeah, you just listened to Juju off their new album, Always, the song Beauty Town. Before that was a request. Thank you for the request. It was a Chairlift song, I Belong in Your Arms. Before that was a dedication to Jeff Haley, whether he's listening or not. that was Fortune Cookie Prize by Beat Happening. Also, we listened to Kate Bush. But now we're going to listen to Peter Bjorn and John, Objects of My Affection. If you have any requests within the next 30 minutes, I can probably fulfill them or refill them or whatever. The number is 540-231-9888, 540-231-WUVT. And this is Marcus on Kids on Holiday.
Tells me you are, and you're all I hear. You still can't make sense.
Are you a local nonprofit or student organization? Public service announcements are a great way to update WUVT listeners about upcoming events or just tell what you do. Submit yours today by emailing us .. WUVTAMFM@VT.edu or stop by our studios on the third floor of the Squire Student Center. You're just listening to Secret Language by Eternal Summers. That's off this split 7-inch with Eternal Summers and Reading Rainbow called Summer Reading, which is appropriate transitioning into this summertime, summer. Before that was Beach Fossils with Sometimes, Louie Louie by the Kingsmen, and Peter Bjorn and John, Objects of My Affection. There's sadly less than 15 minutes left on take one of Summer Session, Kids on Holiday, Kids on Holiday, Eternal Summer. It's kind of the same name, I guess, if you think about it. Yeah, well, you know what? I guess this is goodbye. I'll play some of my music and then you'll never hear me again until next week. So, goodbye.
waiting for a guy to come and take me by the hand. Joy, these sensations make me feel the pleasures of an old man. These sensations bear the answers, leave them for another day. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, take the shock away.
I got the spirit.